This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We do a thing here every now and then where you ask the questions, we answer them, stuff that's been bugging you about business and the economy. It's called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Today, bargains, big bargains at those dollar stores. The big ones nationally are Dollar Tree and Dollar General. They were hot right after the recession, but have started fading a bit as mainstream discounters like Walmart make a play for the deep discount business. So our listener question that we got went something like this. How do the dollar stores keep their prices so low? From our desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on this one.
So I kind of can't resist. I got to go for Swiss rolls, chocolate cake with a cream swirl inside. I'm going to get a Sharpie pen as well, which is always useful.
I'm at a Dollar Tree store on the outskirts of Portland. It's on a rundown commercial strip. Plenty of parking, though, in front of this no-frills storefront that stocks the basics. Soda, canned goods, school supplies.
All right, $2. Music, thank you.
Thanks. That's right, two items for $2. Virtually everything's a dollar here. Which prompts this from listener Dore Sitko of Austin, Texas.
A lot of the products that I was purchasing for a dollar years ago, I'm still purchasing today. And I wonder how they can maintain that dollar price point.
Now, prices at the consumer level have been rising at about 1.7% a year for the past decade. Plug that into the government's consumer price inflation calculator, and what cost you a dollar back in 2006 will cost $1.19 today. Except, it would appear, if you shop at the dollar stores. I put in a call to the Dollar Tree to ask how they've kept every price in the store fixed at a dollar in the face of inflation. They didn't respond. And Dollar General wrote back that it is dedicated to the affordability needs of its customers and said that it prices more than 80% of items at $5 or less, but didn't elaborate. So I asked Mark Cohen, director of retail studies at Columbia Business School.
This channel has the benefit of hardwired price points to be able to negotiate.
Basically, Cohen says, the dollar chains use their leverage as huge purchasers of bulk goods to say to suppliers, here's what we'll pay you so we can keep our retail price at a dollar. But why would the Gatorades and Welch's and off-brand labels of the world play ball?
They use different math than they would use for their more traditional retail customers.
The low price that suppliers get may not pencil out so badly if they're clearing out old inventory or packaging that doesn't look good enough for, say, Walmart. Selling that product to a dollar chain, even at a tiny margin, is better than throwing it out.
There's always going to be excess supply or distressed goods which somehow went bump in the night. If it's cheap enough, these stores don't care if the yellow is three shades off of what was originally ordered.
Also, keep in mind, the dollar stores sell plenty of stuff, like clothes and household goods, that have actually gotten cheaper over time as production has shifted to lower-cost factories overseas. Finally, if all else fails, says economist Mark Cooperberg at Swarthmore College, discounters can always shave the quantity or quality of an item just a bit to keep the price on the package constant.
Now, these are the famous cases of when there were price controls. So a pack of cigarettes would have X price, but then people would make the cigarettes smaller. So there's ways in which you can maintain a price of a dollar, but it's actually not the same product any longer.
Now, keeping prices at a dollar could get harder, says Cohen, if inflation gets out of control.
If inflation were to become rampant, the dollar stores might have to become $2 stores.
But don't worry too much for the super discount retailers, he says. Bargain-loving consumers will still shop at a $2 store before spending $2.50 at Target or Walmart. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.